So we're talking a little bit about the TRO process, and actually on the drive up last night in the evening, I'm driving through Round Rock, and there's a traffic jam on I-35 like at 7:30 at night. I'm going, what the heck is going on? And I see these kind of waves of things in the sky, and I'm thinking those are birds. And the kind of like downtown Austin, the bats are pouring out from under this bridge in Round Rock and causing traffic delays. So just one more thing to cure in Austin. But I also thought flying away, and I don't know if you've glanced at the paper yet, but we'll talk about TROs. And I started in the paper, and everything that's going to be in the presentation is delineated more in the paper that I provided, including copies of the relevant rules, Texas rules and federal rule on TROs. And also begins with an article, kind of a how-to, and then some case law support, which I'm not going to go into depth here today because we've only got 30 minutes to talk about this, but just kind of walk through the process of TROs. And I don't know how many of you practice TROs or have done TROs. If you've never done one before, it can be pretty intimidating. After a while, sadly, it becomes can become somewhat routine. But I think that the TRO is probably the hardest part is getting ready. The easiest part is going to actually get the TRO itself from practice. I've done, I don't know how many of them. There was a time in the early 2000s, late 1990s, when I was at Haynes and Boone. We had one of the big brokerage firms, and every Friday I was on call and going to either enforce or defend a TRO as these brokers moved back and forth, and finally FINRA passed the rule and called a truce that they don't do that anymore. But we've done a lot of them in a lot of different contexts. Austin, of course, has a lot of high-tech clients, so we have movement between firms or ventures, and quite often these are involved.